37-year-old Christy Ware was executive director of the Petersburg Children's Center, a nonprofit daycare organization. She was fired by the center's board a year ago for stealing nearly $7,000. She also failed to submit payroll taxes to the IRS, adding thousands more in debt and penalties that the center is still repaying. She pleaded guilty last August to felony theft in the second degree and attempted falsification of business records. Ware appeared for an emotional sentencing in a Petersburg courtroom Monday. The center's new director, Terry Falter, addressed Ware sitting 10 feet away.
I'm sorry for what you did, Christy. I don't hate you, but it does hurt, and I'm sorry that I'm crying. I just want to be able to see you on the street, to say hi. The Children's Center is doing well, and it's because of the staff behind you. You had an awesome team. We would have been there to help you. And I'm sorry that you didn't ask us for help. I know you're not a bad person. I know you are a good person deep down inside, and you made bad choices. I just want to see you have some remorse. That's all I want.
Falter said the organization has been able to repay a lot of the IRS debt with donations from the Elks and Emblem clubs in the city of Petersburg, but Falter said she wanted the center to get back the money it deserves from Ware. The two women had once worked together at the center, and Ware cried and apologized.
I hurt my friends, people who I consider friends. I shared an office with 18 months with Terry. And you know what? We shared some really bonding times, and I hurt her really bad, and I am so sorry for that. And the kids that I love dearly, I hurt. And what I did was wrong. And in my family, we stand up and say, when we do something wrong, we teach our boys that you own what you did.
Ware voluntarily served 20 days in jail last year and has repaid nearly $10,000. District Attorney David Brower is seeking an additional $17,000 in restitution to cover the tax penalties. Ware's attorney David Mallett is contesting that repayment, and a hearing on the issue is scheduled for the end of March. Mallett also asked the judge not to impose more jail time than she'd already served.
Again, not an insignificant amount of time. It shows that recognition of shame and remorse. It was done quickly. And also, I think one of the most important factors I'd like to point out is that she made a very large amount of restitution at the very beginning. And frankly, it would have been several weeks earlier if there hadn't been some issues about admissions of guilt.
Ware's attorney and the state had reached an agreement in return for the guilty plea on the two counts, and as part of that agreement, seven other charges against Ware were dismissed. Superior Court Judge Bill Carey called the case troubling.
The case just presents quite a paradox of a woman who's well known in the community, obviously has done a lot of good things for a lot of people here, but engaged in just a horrible violation of the trust given to her by an outstanding and important organization here in this small town, one that takes care of children.
Carey said he did not hear anything in the case about why Ware stole the money. He sentenced her to 60 days in jail, 30 for each count, but she'll get credit for her time already served. She's also required to complete 300 hours of community service. She'll have to report to Lemon Creek Correctional Center in Juneau on January 30th. Following the sentencing, the board and staff of the Children's Center issued a statement thanking the community for its support. In the same courtroom, less than an hour later, in a completely unrelated case, 49-year-old Tammy Avenson was sentenced for stealing from the local construction company Rockin' Road. The former bookkeeper also reached an agreement with the prosecution in her case. She pleaded guilty to the same charges as Ware, theft in the second degree, and attempted falsification of business records. She was accused of stealing more than $20,000 from Rockin' Road, but business owner Richard Burrell said it turned out to be more money.
We kept looking after we turned in everything to the police, and we stopped at $65,000. We didn't turn in to the state for $65,000, but because we found it after the closing time, you know, after the time to, because we kept searching for 2.5 months, 3 months, and we stopped at that. And I would say there's probably more, I don't know.
Burrell said he spent a lot of money to uncover the theft and asked the judge not to impose a light sentence. Burrell's daughter, Katrina Miller, said Avenson stole from the company for 22 months.
She came in every work day and looked at everyone in the eye and didn't have a problem doing it. She lied every day. I hope that you sentence her to some jail time.
The company contacted police when owners were told of an unpaid bill and found suspicious purchases made on the business's debit card. Avenson told police she falsified the company's books to hide purchases of groceries, fuel, and construction materials. At the sentencing, Avenson said she was very sorry.
I just want to apologize to Richard and the court for doing this. I don't have an explanation why.
Avenson's public defender, Eric Hedlund, did not contest the facts of the case and said the best way for her to make amends would be to pay back as much of the money as she could. Judge Carey compared the two cases and noted that Avenson stole more than Ware. He called it an egregious offense.
It has had if not a devastating, a serious effect on a local business and a local businessman. And it just should not have happened. And again, I'm kind of left completely puzzled as to why it happened.
Carey sentenced Avenson to a total of 6 months of jail time. She'll be on probation for 3 years. She has to report to Lemon Creek on February 3rd, and the amount of money she'll have to pay back has yet to be decided. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.